Wake up, kid. Welcome to the 98th episode of the Wake Up Kid podcast. I hope your day is tremendous so far. This week, we are answering the question, what happened when Adam and Eve sinned? They became sinful and miserable. After this ridiculous joke of the day, we'll talk about that a little bit more.
Hey, Estelle.
Yeah?
What do you call someone in your family that tells a lot of jokes?
I don't know.
Joking.
Hey guys, this is Jeremy. It's time for you to wake up. James chapter 1 verse 5 says, "Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin when it is finished, bringeth forth death." This means, just like Adam and Eve, we are all tempted to sin. There are things we want to do, even though we know doing them would be disobeying God. We still want to do them. This desire happens to all of us. And when we give in, we are sinning. And eventually, that sin causes death. Sin is the reason we all will one day die physically. But sin kills other things too. Sin kills friendships. Sin kills marriages. Sin kills comfort, trust, love, joy. Sin kills peace and happiness. For example, when you choose to lie, that's a sin. God says don't lie. So when you do lie, you are disobeying God. Now imagine you find yourself in a situation where it seems like a good idea to tell a lie. Maybe you think it will make people think you're cool or smart or special. Or maybe you think telling a lie will keep you from getting in trouble. But eventually, if you lie, you're going to get caught. And when people find out that you've lied, they'll stop trusting you. Maybe they'll stop being your friend. You're going to hurt their feelings. And eventually, because of your lie, you're going to feel shame because you disappointed other people. You'll be less happy. You'll have less peace. You'll have less joy. You'll be less comfortable around those people who know that you lied. You'll experience a little bit of misery because of your sin. Like Adam and Eve, sin will make you more sinful and more miserable. This is always the way. Sin can be fun for a short time, but it's also always messing things up. It's important that we understand how dangerous sin is. But it's even more important that we understand that God loves us even though we've all sinned. He loves us enough that he sent Jesus to take the punishment we deserve so we could be rescued from eternal death that we deserve. And so that we could be rescued from the control of sin right here on earth.